book, I felt that using the term your driver would be easier linguistically and easier for you to read. The information here. I want to make it clear that the information I provide in this book is simply advice, and you should be the person who decides whether this advice is relevant or not to your particular situation. I will put many suggestions and strategies to you, but ultimately you are to judge what's worth taking on. Okay, that's it for the intro part. All done now. Let's begin. Part 1, Alignment. Chapter 1, The Role of a Parent. As you will have found, there are plenty of good and bad things about motorsport, but one thing that really grinds my gears is how this industry often leaves parents in the dark, with little or no advice of how they should support their child's racing career. Being a parent in motorsport is no walk in the park. You're expected to be jack of all trades, from being a cheerleader to a bankroller to a shoulder to cry on. And you're also required to do this whilst navigating the murky waters of the racing world. This is not easy. I don't need to tell you that. Credit where credit's due. In the world of sport, we tend to focus on the athletes themselves and their mental fortitude, but we forget about the unsung heroes behind the scenes who play an integral role shaping these champions. While we acknowledge the impact of parents that had on people such as Serena and Venus Williams, Tiger Woods, Floyd Mayweather, Joe Calzaghe and Michael Jordan, we rarely talk about the roles of parents in the lives of race drivers, unless their parents were former race drivers themselves or something. Despite this, I firmly believe that parents are the most critical figures in motorsport. While we may hear about the extraordinary lengths that Anthony Hamilton or John Button went through for their sons' racing careers, the industry itself often overlooks the significance of parental involvement. Instead, motorsport often treats parents as if they are the people who are in some way a hindrance. But I beg to differ. As a person who has been involved in motorsport for some years now, I have seen firsthand the vital role parents play in the success of race drivers. Parents like you, for example, demonstrate unwavering support and guidance, making sacrifices that often go unnoticed, but you really are the backbone of your driver's career. The reason I believe this is because as a parent, you are the one who provides the support that your child needs, juggles their schooling schedule to enable them to race, wipes away their tears when things don't go to plan, puts the right people in place to help their career, stands on the corner in the rain as your driver turns laps. You share the car journey home after a tough race weekend, and you most likely are the one who has to have the awkward conversations with race teams. Parents have given birth to and nurtured the passion of every driver that's on our grid. Without you, the sport simply wouldn't exist. You've not only provided your child with the resources needed, but also you've given them the courage that they need to go out there and compete, because it does take courage. As a coach, I'm used to carrying the emotional baggage that my drivers place upon me each race weekend, but I get to go home afterwards so I can go and recharge myself ready for the next event. You, on the other hand, you have to carry the weight of your child's performance on your shoulders 24/7. The emotional roller coaster that motorsport takes you on, all of us, is one thing, but living with a young driver at home and dealing with the day-to-day repercussions of the last race weekend, it's non-stop for you. And that's one very important role that you're fulfilling. And couple this with your unconditional love for your child and your children. How can I not tip my hat to you? And how can the industry not tip its hat to you? I'm not saying this to blow smoke here. It's just fact. You are the significant other. The driver may be the person who's ultimately in control of their own work ethic and discipline, but the parent helps condition the mind of the driver on a daily basis. This makes you one of the biggest influences in your child's life. You hold a significant amount of power in shaping the future of your child's personal and professional life. Your behavior and words at home directly influence their mental model of the world, which ultimately shapes the path that they take in life. And I'm telling you everything you already know and you understand, so I'm not here to create pressure, but you have the ability to contribute to your child's mental matrix, which creates reality as they perceive it. This is a serious responsibility and it shouldn't be taken lightly. Just as Uncle Ben said in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. So as a first piece of advice in this book, I want you to understand